Hey, it's Menachem Seiderson. Thanks for joining us for today's episode of What's a Jew to Do? Another halacha involving shoes. We know that the Kohanim ascend to the Duchen, they ascend to a raised platform, usually in front of the Aron Kodesh where the Torah is, in order to give the priestly blessing, the Birkas Kohanim, outside of Israel on the Yom Tovim. So before they go up there, they remove their shoes. That is what the Chazal instituted, and it certainly reminds us of the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohanim would serve barefoot and they would not wear shoes. However, there's actually other reasons why it's important for the Kohanim to remove their shoes before they duchen. There's a few that are given. The Gemara says that there's actually a concern that if they are wearing shoes, their laces might tear right before duchen, and they will be too involved with their shoes and trying to fix them in order to duchen. And that's problematic. We never want a Kohen to not be able to duchen when they could, because then people might notice their absence and wonder why they didn't go up and if there's any issues and start having all sorts of suspicious thoughts. So we always try and avoid that. And to avoid any potential issues and delays, we make sure to tell them to just take off their shoes beforehand. Another reason that's given is to make sure that the congregation who's looking at them and not at their hands, so usually looking lower down, would be spared the sight of their filthy or potentially dirty shoes.
Thanks for joining me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.